Chosen, Custody of the Eyes is a new documentary that looks at the Rockford Monastery of the Poor Clares, a religious order of nuns that has shut itself off from society in order to pray for society. The Poor Clares were created 800 years ago and continue to live anonymously in enclaves all around the world. The film follows a young woman who recently joined the Poor Clares in Rockford. The former blogger named Heather was given a camera to record her process. The filmmaker, Abby Reese, gives the woman a camera, and in return, Reese and her audience get an intimate look into the very private world of the cloistered Poor Clares nuns. Abby Reese began this project back in 2005 after compiling a book of stories and photographs about the nuns. The film is wrapping up its run at the Gene Siskel Center on State Street with an audience discussion tomorrow night. Fascinating. But first, filmmaker Abby Reese in studio tonight. Abby, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What a tremendous film. Just it's not lost when watching this documentary that this is something that people just don't see. The cloistered nuns and especially the Poor Clares, they live in this ethos of being private, being anonymous, not telling their story, not drawing attention. Where did your fascination with the Poor Clares come from?
Oh, I think part of it is just, you know, that draw of women who withdraw from the world and don't need to be seen. And my interest in, you know, if they're not part of the public record and we don't hear their voices generally, I don't, you know, before I started this project, didn't know their stories. I thought, there's probably a story. There's stories there that I have never heard before. Mm-hmm. And there's perspectives that the rest of us could probably benefit from hearing from. They have perspectives that we don't hear. We don't know.
How do you even approach a story like this, to approach them with a story saying, I want to tell your story, when it's in their ethos to not tell their story?
Yeah, probably naively. I mean, I went over there when I had been really interested in finding a community that would be willing to talk with me. And so I approached a couple in different communities that I visited. And then I learned that this place in Rockford existed. And I was from Chicago, but grew up near this community in Rockford, but didn't know it existed.
Wow.
And so the day that I learned that it was there, I drove right over. And there's several barriers into the space. You ring a doorbell, and there's you have to speak with a nun through an intercom, and they have to grant you access, and then a mother abbess has to agree to meet with you. And so I said, you know, I'm just back from a year living on a ship in Africa, and I'm interested in how community functions in an enclosed space, and particularly religious life, you know, how your lives, what are your motivations?
Right.
What are your lives? They prayed about it, and access just increased over time.
Were they, at the beginning, were they reticent? Were they like, treat you like someone off the street, as you were, to say, you know what, all the mail that we don't want goes in that bin, put your thing in the bin, and we'll talk to you later? Were they reticent to even talk to you?
They were, so the mother abbess, the first word that comes to mind, I shouldn't say that, she has a kind of a smart alecky personality. So when I first met her, I was trying to understand exactly how to read her, but she was, you know, they didn't need me there, you know? And so she was being a little, like you're saying, a little reticent with me and sizing me up and asking me why I wanted to do this. And I said, you know, I want to undertake a long-term project conducting oral history interviews and making photographs. I know that you don't actually generally speak, and I know that you seek hiddenness from the world so that you can pray for the rest of us, but you know, would you consider talking to me? And I also secondarily said, I'm also interested in meeting a young woman who's considering this life. So, you know, somebody who's looking back, I could see, you know, this is a woman who, these are women who, when they're considering it, are actually kind of in a, I wouldn't say vulnerable position, but they're in a real, their ideas are fluctuating, you know, it's not a fixed way of being. And so it was very generous that they let me.
And I want to ask about Heather and the film. But even before we get there, when you talk about the oral history and the photographs, what did you expect to get? I mean, as someone who was, you know, as you just mentioned, living on a ship in Africa and wanting to and dedicating your life to telling these stories, what do you think you were going to be able to get once you started working in? Because they are closed off, they are private. Talk about the process of trying to suss these stories out.
Yeah, I will say that I got way more honesty, way more vulnerability and sincerity than I ever anticipated. I got way more humor. People, when they learn how long I've been working with the nuns, I have to say, you know, I wouldn't be doing this still if it was a dour experience, you it's been tremendous, you know. I've gained friendships through it, and really, it's been incredible.
The film is called Chosen, Custody of the Eyes. The documentary is on is last day coming up here at the Gene Siskel Center on State Street. The audience discussion is tomorrow night with filmmaker Abby Reese, who's in studio tonight. We'll do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and I want to talk about Heather. Heather is the name of the nun who, I guess, say nun in training.
Yeah.
who if it does such a tremendous job in this documentary of being able to give us access and tell stories through video diaries that are woven into this film. Abby Reese in studio, we're talking about the film Chosen, Custody of the Eyes. We'll continue that conversation. Stay with us. There you go, and all eyes on the House tomorrow. State budget in place. Looks like we might actually beat the deadline, which, of course, is May 31st. That's not new. That's always the deadline, and it's new that they hit it. So we'll see if it actually happens in the House tomorrow. Thanks for that update. More coming up at 10 o'clock with Rob Martyr. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's a download here on 720 WGN. And we are talking about the new documentary, Chosen, Custody of the Eyes. It looks at the Rockford Monastery of the Poor Clares, religious order of nuns that have shut themselves off from society in order to pray for society. They've been around for 800 years. They live in anonymity, and they try to not tell their story, which is why this documentary is fascinating, from filmmaker Abby Reese, who gets them to tell their story and open up and do it in such a way. The way that this film is presented is what I think why it works, is that you find a nun in training, if you will, and by the name of Heather, that's what we're calling her, who has a history in blogging. She was a blogger who made this transition, said, I want to join the monastery. I want to be a nun. I want to be Poor Clare's nun. And in doing so, is able to tell the story because she has the skills to tell the story because she has done it in her past.
Totally. So I interviewed her for 6 years, from 2005 to 2011, while she was, they call it discerning religious life. And so in her case, it was finishing college, trying to get a job, dealing with the recession in 2009, trying to get a graphic design job, but still wanting to become a nun, you know? And finally, 2011 actually does it, joins this community that I had just written a book about. That book wasn't actually published until 2014. But I'd been working with that same community since 2005. So I already had access with the same community that she entered. And that, you know, there's so many things that this project wouldn't have happened if you know. And it never would have occurred to me with the other nuns in the monastery to lend one of them a video camera. But with her, it works.
She has the skills to be able to tell the story, because a lot of it is from her vantage point, either video diary entries where she's on camera talking about her experience, or she's the one who's shooting and she's the what she sees and how she sees it. And there is a fly on the wall feeling to this documentary, and why I really, really enjoyed it is this idea that it's something that nobody sees. This is when you are in this monastery in Rockford. This isn't, you can't YouTube that, you can't be like Monastery Rockford and get a bunch of different. I mean, this is from her vantage point. This is what she is seeing. You are seeing something, even if it's not a correctly framed shot, if you will. You're seeing something that nobody's ever seen.
It's true. So like, once a woman joins, even when her family comes to visit her, they're separated by metal bars, what one of the young relatives of one of the nuns calls the Jesus cage. She calls the monastery the Jesus cage because the family of the nuns can't even enter the monastery.
Wow.
But like you're saying, you know, none of us would actually be able to see this, but the nuns did actually let me in to make photographs and to make video, and I did that, all of that, and I thought it would be so much better if it's from her perspective, and lend her video camera, not knowing what it would come back with, kind of like as an experiment, because she had been a visual artist, but she'd been a painter, never working with a moving image. And so the first, you know, I got permission from her superiors, pitched her the idea, and she was excited, which, you know, I was excited about, because she had been kind of, you know, not totally excited about the interviews I was doing with her. She always seemed to be holding back a little bit when I was holding a mic, you know, up to her face. And but with the video camera, you know, she could go into these hidden spaces in the monastery, and she had in her head all of these years of questions I'd been asking her, you know, and so she goes in there and shares these video diaries.
She answers them, yeah.
She answers them just so sincerely and openly and eloquently, which, you know, before she did these diaries, I'm like, well, maybe she's just not eloquent. Maybe she's just a visual person. And I started looking at the video diaries and I thought, oh my goodness. Well, she is an amazing cinematographer as well.
When, I guess the question that it all comes down to is, what were you surprised by? I mean, being a part of immersing yourself and getting photographs and stories and putting microphones in the faces of the nuns before, you had an understanding already of the monastery, but putting the film together, what surprised you? What was it about the story that you didn't know already?
Oh, so much. I mean, I had, there's so much that I didn't totally understand. I mean, one of the things was I made a couple requests for the video footage, but I didn't know if they were actually going to film one another's faces or their own faces.
Yeah.
Because when I first made photographs of them, they asked me to blur their faces. So when I gave them the video cameras, I didn't know if we would actually see their faces. And these video diaries are up close. Her face fully, you know, fills the frame. And again, totally surprised by how eloquent she is. I think also I had been interviewing them for, you know, 10 years before I did a mindfulness class here in Chicago. And at that point, I finally understood what contemplative living was. All these interviews and, like, you know, trying to grasp it with my head, you know, right, of what they were describing.
This idea of shutting themselves off to focus on praying, to focus on being contemplative.
Yeah, and minute by minute, like, experiencing what, you know, what is in this particular moment, like living in this moment. I didn't understand viscerally, and I wouldn't have been able to make this film reflective of that way.
The order is 800 years old. I mean, it's tremendously religious.
It's medieval.
It's medieval. And I think about, there has been, as you just mentioned, mindfulness. There has been a trend towards more mindfulness in our society. You had more and more people doing silent retreats and mindfulness classes, as you mentioned. There is something to be said about that. But then there's something to dedicate your life. And these nuns at different Poor Clare's orders around the world, I mean, this is their entire lives. They have spent in contemplative prayer. It just kind of blows your mind to think about all we know about the trends of mindfulness, but to completely immerse yourself 100% of your life into prayer, into being contemplative. It's hard to fathom.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, so they have something called, I call it like a prayer hotline, and they would probably consider it like a lifeline, you know, that people can call in every day and ask for prayers, and they pray for the rest of us. I didn't realize I was in a very serious car accident. I don't know, maybe, oh, so it was 2009, 4 years into meeting with them, and I broke my back in the car accident. I was on my way to the monastery, and I learned after I got out of the hospital that they had been praying for me that morning on my way there. They'd been praying for me every day since I first visited the monastery, which is, it's incredible. And I think for the people who I've talked to who seek prayers from the nuns, there's this incredible resilience that it gives, knowing that there are women in the world who we don't see, we don't hear generally, but who are there just praying for us, you know?
Abby Rees is the filmmaker of the film Chosen, Custody of the Eyes. The documentary is at the Gene Siskel Center on State Street. There's an audience discussion tomorrow night that starts at 7 o'clock. Am I right on that? Close?
So the film starts at 8. It's an hour and 47 minutes.
So after that.
Yep. Yeah.
So it all starts at 8 o'clock, and the audience discussion is afterwards at the Gene Siskel Center on State Street. The film, again, Chosen, Custody of the Eyes, which looks at the Rockford Monastery of the Poor Clares Nuns, a religious order of nuns that have shut themselves off from society so they can pray for society. Filmmaker Abby Rees in studio tonight. Abby, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks again for making the film.
Thanks so much, Justin.